The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Clothing. I'd actually suggest a name change for them.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I got one.
Okay.
Thunderwear, because their underwear is fun to wear.
That didn't address the one concern that I
understand, but it was a good pun, and I felt the need to say it.
All right. Going forward, don't feel the need to say every pun that pops in your head.
Won't feel the need to say everyone except for the gold ones, and that was a gold one. It was worth saying. Namaste. Move on.
MeUndies.com has stylish, affordable underwear and outerwear for men and women.
Oh, Amir, they pay you to say that.
They actually just started paying you directly, so you were supposed to give me half of that money.
Yeah, but no can do.
No cash.
Nothing doing.
So how do you get this cool stuff? How do you get these stylish, comfortable underwear?
I just go onto my computer and I order it.
Okay, and where do you go?
Huh?
What's the URL?
The URL?
I can't believe they pay you directly.
Thunderwear.
No.
.net.
MeUndies.com/Amir to get 20% off your first order.
Or MeUndies.com/Jake. And I'll tell you what, it works because I ordered it myself. I used it. A few weeks ago, I got 5 pairs of underwear.
That's
right. I used my code.
It's weird that they call it pairs of underwear. You really just got, you got 5 underwears.
5 underpairs.
Yeah. Funderpairs.org .uk. It's a non-profit.
They're pairs that are fun to pair.
So check them out. MeUndies.com/Amir or MeUndies.com/Jake.
Oh no.
I'm stuck.
Oil can. Tin Man, remember?
No.
Okay. He was a famous character from an old movie.
I actually never got around to seeing Wizard of Oz, but it's in my queue.
So you do know it's from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, because
you
said Tin Man.
You don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I see. You don't remember that specific line.
Sure.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he needs oil, and he's saying to Dorothy.
That's fine.
He's mentioning
you don't
to
have
her.
To go through.
I know. I don't I know. Have to, but I'd like to.
I know.
I'd like to tell you.
And I'd like you to not.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's fair too, right?
Sure.
Let's err on the side of shorter is better.
Because
we want to get to the episode.
He wants the oil can.
Rose.
McIver. Oil can.
Is back on this episode. We had so much fun. Things got real. Let's just get into it. Let's get started.
You got something you're dying to know.
Something you're dying to know.
But you know they make it up as they go.
They make it up as they go.
The rest of the week just goes so slow.
The Super Mercato Brothers.
That's a good band name.
They are two brothers named Carl and Will Brueggemann. Rose, what did you think of that?
I thought it was great, but I was distracted by, I don't know what Jake's doing. He's sitting in like a weird yoga position on the floor.
Yeah. You're sitting like a 3-year-old would. Like, he doesn't know how to use his legs yet.
I'm number one, stretching out my right leg.
Uh-huh.
Stretching the hammy, stretching my calves.
Sure.
So that's good for me.
Okay.
And then part two, I would ideally like to be lying back on the couch. That would be a very comfortable position.
But it's too far from the Zoom recorder. Yes. Your mic will yank it out.
Luckily, I like to get myself in a way where I don't have to hold the mic. Yeah.
And it's
I got
lucky
both
that
hands free.
You're comfortable sitting on the floor here because the entire house is carpeted, yes. including both bathrooms.
Okay, yes. That's
wall-to-wall
quite enough.
Shag carpeting in the bathroom.
That's fine.
Every time I've caught up with you guys in the last few months, you live somewhere different.
And it's been getting slowly worse.
No, I would say the one before this was the worst.
Yeah,
we're trending. Did you see our place in Santa Monica?
I dodged that bullet.
It was an empty shell of an extended stay motel.
I'd rather an empty shell than this weird room where I felt right. my serotonin.
A shell sounds pretty nice considering no. our bathrooms are shag carpet.
Disagree.
That's
I
insane.
I felt my serotonin levels just plummet as I walked into this house.
This place is, if it was a color, it would be a dark gray.
Beige.
It is a color. And it is a dark brown.
Just, if you can imagine
the
worse.
The shag carpet in the bathrooms are dark brown.
Supermercado Brothers, thank you for writing that theme song. They're video game music composers and podcasters. And you can check out more if you go to supermarcatobros.com. Supermercatobros.com.
Very cool.
Rose McIver, my God, you look more beautiful every time I see you.
Relax, Jesus Christ.
How does a woman
get
more graceful? Can I say you
May
look
I
better
just
with age?
Make myself more comfortable on the carpet?
That's why I sit down here.
Setting the scene.
The house is soft, which is good. When did hardwood become better? 1984?
Just easy wipe down.
Yeah.
Easy wipe.
Easier to clean.
Hygiene. Right.
Carpets hold scent.
Which is my primary problem with it being in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Here's a problem in the bathroom. You know, like those, what are those little bugs? Are they called silverfish?
I don't know.
They're like little
Are they
bugs.
The ones that crawl up your phallus?
No.
That's pubic lice.
They don't, what bugs crawl up your phallus?
I read about them in somewhere. There's some,
there is
and you,
anyone
if you swim,
that does that.
If you swim in a bad river, if you swim
in a bad river,
the worst river
they,
ever,
they'll crawl through, like up your phallus. You mean like from balls to tip, or through your urethra into your body?
The second option.
Through your urethra into your body.
Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about? Is that the silverfish you were talking about in the bathroom?
No. Yeah, silverfish. They're it's a small wingless insect. Okay?
Okay.
They look like this.
Sure, they
You've
look
seen these. They sort of like when something's kind of dingy,
oh,
it'll be covered
yeah.
in silver.
When a place like, is like depressing and kind of
Is that a pincher bug?
They're not quite like pincher bugs. I think you would imagine finding them if you had a really old library, sort of like living on top of the papers of the books and
okay.
stuff. Anyway, there was one in the bathroom. Uh-huh. It was on the wall, and I tried to kill it, and it sort of fell into the carpeting, and I couldn't find it.
It's a home.
So there might be just millions and billions of them inside that carpet.
Remember...
Guys, the thing is called the dreaded Candiru, the terrifying toothpick fish.
So now we're just talking
these are
about
the differences
bugs.
Of the places that me and Rose are from. I'm from Connecticut, where I fear silverfish, small wingless insects that do nothing. And Rose comes from New Zealand, where the entire country
where
is.
Once inside, the parasite inches its way up the urethra.
Dear God, man.
I'll leave it there.
Easier to go in than out at that point, mm-hmm. says the bug.
Of course it is. It swims upstream, so as you urinate, it actually uses the reverse current to help generate forward momentum into the bladder.
Did you just look it up? Because that was on the Urban Myths defunct part of it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
They can't swim up your urine, apparently.
Really? You know what I'm thinking of is microscopic salmon. Once they get into that the pee hole.
And that's the worst kind of river you can go in. That's
absolutely.
A bad river.
Yeah.
Worst river ever is salmon in your dick.
Yeah. And then there's Rivers Phoenix, which... it's not a river. It's an Austin. Sorry, I'm thinking of Austin Rivers.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
River Phoenix. Similar, the beloved actor who passed away.
And Rivers Cuomo.
Which is totally different from the insects we're talking about. When you were on our show last, Rose, you weren't the star of a television show.
I was a nobody.
And now?
You still are a nobody, Rose. But you're rich for it.
I'm still a nobody, but I'm gainfully employed.
But now you're on billboards. Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not every billboard.
Of course, iZombie did not buy every billboard in America. That would be too much of an
campaign. Not this season.
It's such a demure. Like, I'm on only some billboards.
Yeah, of course. Even 1% is
a lot.
It's
a really, really coy deflection.
I am coy.
You are very coy.
Is the season completed? Let's say this episode comes out on Monday, May 25th.
We finished shooting a few months ago, as you should know.
No, yeah, but I meant airing.
But I think the finale is mid-June.
Okay.
So there's still time.
There's still time to catch it, guys. Tune in.
The show is called iZombie, and it's about a lady named, oh God, don't tell me.
Liv Moore. But I'm dead.
Oh my God.
And
this is the show.
When is it on TV?
It's on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m.
on the CW.
Yeah.
Remember how you got that role?
Yeah, Amir actually helped me read the lines. So do you want a cut of my pay? What
he
are you
wants the
for?
Billboards.
You is want a billboard?
Is that just crazy? Some. Like, would you have gotten the role without me? Maybe.
I thought
did
the fact
I
that I still
you?
Bothered connecting with you was blessing enough.
Huh. All right. Yeah. No, for sure. And we appreciate it. And thank you for that.
We appreciate you staying in touch with Amir.
We still climb together. Still real.
That's true. We still hang, even though you're a celebrity and we're not anymore.
Even though we live in a place with carpeted bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have steadily gone down. I'm curious about what's next, to be honest.
We would live under the carpet in the next place.
We are silverfish
of ourselves.
We live in a urethra.
Rose, you've been on the show before, so I don't need to explain things to you. But just for anybody who hasn't heard it before, this is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. In fact, it's the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me and Jake. And sometimes it's just us two, and sometimes we have our friends with us. And today we have Rose.
Do you remember the night we tried to do a six-person
yes.
podcast?
Oh, we man. Did we ever talk about that on our podcast?
I don't
It would have been
so.
The best episode ever.
I know.
It was,
that's why we bought
it
these
was
new
us
microphones.
Three, it was us three, Ben, Sarah, and Mike.
Yeah.
And we all sat down, all six of us were like kind of buzzed. We're like, all right, we're going to fuck it. Six-person podcast. This is going to be crazy. And then two of
the
mics
Holy
just
Grail.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Then the next day we bought new microphones because I was so angry the fact that one of them didn't work. Have you used these new microphones with us yet?
I have.
You've been on two episodes already, right?
I'm a regular.
Holy shit. This
series
is
regular.
So why don't we get started? Why don't I start reading some of these questions and we can start offering our advice? As you know, we give these real emails from real people fake names to preserve their anonymity. And I was wondering, Rose, if you have the name of a man who is from New Zealand.
You should use people from your show to keep on promoting it.
Oh, yeah, that's a much better idea than yours, Amir.
All right, that's
I don't need
fine.
To promote New Zealand. New Zealand's not paying me a cent. New Zealand pays me less than nothing. Yeah, okay, we'll use names of people in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ravi Chakrabarty.
Whoa. Right.
Very good memory.
Yesterday, something happened to me that has almost never happened before and will most likely never happen again. A chick gave me her number. The trouble is, I'm already in a relationship. Obviously, this girl wouldn't have known that when she came into my workplace, a Subway restaurant in New Zealand. So it seems cruel to let such boldness and bravery, downright brashness, go unrewarded. I gave her a text and told her that I'm taken, but I'd be down to meet up for a beer sometime, to which she replied that she would also be keen. Now, I've talked to my girlfriend about this other girl, and she's made it clear that she doesn't want me going on dates with other girls. Fair enough. But I don't view this going out for a beer as a date. I can't help but feel like I'm about to get myself tangled up in some sort of bad business. So what should I do if you were me? Should I cut the non-existent ties that I have with this new girl or disregard my girlfriend's wishes and meet new people? Thanks in advance. Dr. What did you say his name is? Shavi?
Ravi Chakrabarty.
Ravi Chakrabarty. Mm. You're from New Zealand.
Do people say keen a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Is that not an Americanism?
I feel like it's made its way here, but like I would still make, if Amir ever said it, I would make fun of him.
Yeah. And I'd be keen to make fun of you too.
Nice.
Thank you.
The most impressive thing about that whole scenario is that a girl gave a Subway worker her phone number. That's a very unusual form.
She's not above it though, because she's in the Subway eating there.
Yeah, it's not about that.
I think it's
just
worse
like
to eat at a Subway.
She
than
got
to work
a 12-inch hoagie. Wait, do they have the metric system in New Zealand?
Do I have the metric?
Do they have the metric system? Yeah. So do you call it like a 6 centimeter?
No, we don't. That would be a miniature sandwich. So
that's a Ritz cracker. But do you
that
say
would be a crumb?
Do you say you're a crumb? Do they say foot long?
Yeah, we still use that, and we still use feet and inches for height. Weirdly.
Oh, but what about for sandwich length?
feet and inches, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this guy actually, he has a problem.
I'm just trying otherwise to wrap my
like, and we're trying to figure out how often they say keen and if they measure their Subway's
sandwiches.
I think
it is really impressive that a girl just kind of went and gave her number across a sandwich counter. That's bold. That's brave.
Although I heard that in, maybe it's just Australia, but is it New Zealand too? And you can verify this, that girls approach guys more than the other way around. And in America, it's guys approaching girls mostly.
Yeah, that's possibly true. But also, guys and girls don't really approach each other the same way, like to ask somebody out. It's really different at home. I feel like you meet through friends and that's how you get together.
You would
never really walk across the bar either side of you, like girl or guy, because it would kind of be thought of as maybe sleazy.
Wow. So it's like, you can't ask me out. You just met me. You don't know me. We have to have friends in common for this to work out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then you just hang out like 5 times at barbecues and then suddenly you're like, girlfriend and boyfriend.
So 5 barbecues and that's it.
There's no dating kind of culture the same way.
How is that? Why is that?
I don't know.
And then when you come to America and someone hit on you, you're like, what the hell's going on? We're not even at a barbecue.
How dare you? I got a restraining order. At least we're not at a barbecue.
We're not even at a barbecue yet. At least invite me to 5 barbecues.
Are you guys excited to come to Australia?
Yes. Yeah. Great segue, Rose. We are going to Australia. Did you know that our ticket's still available for our shows?
You owe me.
It's crazy. Adelaide, Brisbane, Perth, Melbourne.
Hey, this
sold
is not
out
the time
Sydney.
That we promote the show.
And I'm not even promoting. I'm just saying that. Did you know that we have tickets still available?
I'm back to feeling really sorry for the girlfriend of the guy who worked at Subway, who's been completely lowballed.
Like in terms of like sadness, right?
Yeah.
Probably the least sad is working at Subway because, you know, it's obviously a minimum wage job. It's not great, but you're making an honest go at it.
Yeah.
You're working your tail off at Subway. Good for him.
Good
on you. Second saddest is someone eating at Subway because that's the worst place in the world to get food. It tastes bad and it's bad for you. And nothing about it is good.
Feel free to send us all of your 6 inches and footlongs, Subway.
Yeah. We just lost them as a sponsor forever, but continue.
Most sad, good. I wouldn't take their money if they tried to give it to me.
What if it was like 20 grand?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love Subway. Jared Fogle. Can we talk about how he's not that thin? all right. So third, the most sad of all is just being the girlfriend whose boyfriend is working at Subway, fucking people that eat at Subway.
Hey, you're getting ahead of yourself. Yeah, he did nothing untoward yet.
Yeah. Plus, he even told her, he even ran it by his girlfriend, can I have a beer? Is it a New Zealand thing where it's like, oh, she probably didn't hit on me. We're just friends. We didn't even meet at a barbecue.
He knows that she hit on. He said she was so bold and brash that I rewarded her behavior, which is a pretty funny way to look at it. But I kind of, I feel like I've been there too.
So this girlfriend.
I've got the solution, guys. This is the easiest one we've ever had. Take your girlfriend along.
What?
There's no world where the girlfriend is like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll come with you on this date.
Yeah, we're all going to meet a friend
the
today.
Least comfortable
I'll meet a friend, you meet a friend, life. You're there, she's there, your mistress.
Sharon invited you out. Great, I'll come along with you. We'll all have a nice beer together and, you know.
You're onto the right track. Here's what I would add. Make it a double date. He says, I'm taken, but I've got another friend who's single.
What, he wants to...
That's great.
He's trying to set this... He actually wants to become friends with this girl?
Well,
Sharon?
It sounds like he probably just wants her a little bit. So maybe he should be honest with himself and break up with his girlfriend or whatever. But
just
like,
for one date?
Well, not for one date, but if he's like...
Maybe he's still got some kind of emotional growth before he's ready for a relationship.
Very possible.
What if you're in a relationship, you can't go on any dates with other people?
Correct. 101.
What does he say? This is like, it's not a date. I just want to get a beer.
Just getting a brew.
What is the, wait, read the last sentence again.
I don't view going out for a beer as a date.
That's the last sentence?
I can't help but feel like I'm about to get myself.
I hope he treats his girlfriend like a queen and like takes her to revolving restaurants and things. If a beer isn't a date, I want to know what right. his justification of
a date is. What's a date to him?
I hope it's revolving restaurants like you mentioned, because those are the best. I can't help but feel like I'm about to get myself tangled in some kind of bad business, is what he said.
Yes. Can I see the question? I feel like there was something else I really want to make fun of him for. Jesus.
Holy
Christ,
crap.
Dude.
Nice catch.
This is like the Olympics.
Only better. Because it's carpeted.
Mm-hmm. No risk. No risk Olympics.
You know how Olympic events are risky because it's not on a carpet?
Oh, this is the part that I think is funny. Should I cut the non-existent ties I have with this new girl or disregard my girlfriend's wishes and meet new people? Like, that sounds like it's so wholesome. Like, yeah. I just want to meet new friends.
Yeah.
But it's just one girl who gave you her number. It was like, that's so flirty. And then you said, I have a girlfriend, but we could get a drink.
Yeah.
I think it's also very telling that he said, this never happens to me, or this is the first time this has happened. It's like, you need to remember you're being sort of lured by just this idea so much more. It's not like it's actually that great, you know?
He doesn't view this as cheating, but he does want to put him in himself in a position where he's getting closer to cheating. Because cheating is like the end of a football field. And he's like, I only want to go to the 10-yard line, then maybe she'll pick me up and carry me into the 20 yards, and then, midfield.
This is my cheating as a house metaphor.
It's the what?
The frog in a pot metaphor.
Because
it boils really steadily and you don't notice that it's happening until suddenly it's boiled.
But
you've done it.
I think you can get in trouble, like, if you're in a relationship, you could be in trouble for getting into the pot in the first place, even if it's lukewarm. You're like, why did you just...
Is the pot the subway?
Yeah.
Why are you
wet at all? You have to be bone dry if we're in a relationship.
Right.
Until we get married and we become crusty, old, dry cracker men.
That's your view on relationships.
Two saltines getting married in the sun. A raisin
dry humping and just rubbing salt off each other.
Two 6-centimeter saltines in the sun.
What were you saying about the thing about cheating?
Oh, just that, like, cheating is a house. So you're like, if you enter the foyer in any way, like, that's already pretty bad. Even though you haven't, like, I don't know. It's not like a courtroom where you're like, I technically did not go on a date. I did not cheat on you.
Right.
But it's like, if you're putting yourself in that situation and if you're doing things that make your significant other uncomfortable, then even if it's not technically cheating, whatever it is bad business, like he said.
He coined it, bad business.
So if you're in a relationship, you can't have friends, new friends?
No, you can, but think about the context you meet them in. If somebody asks you out across... and telly.
If a complete stranger gives you her number and you say, I can't go out with you on a date, but let's go out one-on-one and get drunk as friends. That's not friendship. That's not what it is.
He's playing with fire.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's playing with fire. And you know what happens when you play with fire, Rose? You're going to get burned. I'm serious. I just made that up.
Hoda.
Actually, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. That's a pretty cool thing I just thought of.
What about if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen?
That's even better.
That's even better.
Is that a Rose original?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Holy shit.
What have you got, Jake?
Cooking with spices.
Very, very nices.
That was a good little alley-oop.
That one I have heard before. In a dumb idioms cookbook that I read. All right, don't go on a beer meeting with this lady.
Nope.
God, people in New Zealand are so dumb. All right.
Your family especially, Russ. Part two, next question.
Moving onward.
I hate your mom. Okay.
Frankly, upward. How are your parents?
They're great, actually. They're doing really well. They're very excited that I'm coming home to visit.
Do they watch your show in NZ?
Yeah, they watch it. They get it the day after us. So they're a little behind, but they watch it.
But they're so far ahead, it's probably airing at the same time.
Yeah, it's like a time warp.
Yeah. It's kind of like how we leave Australia at noon and land at 8 a.m. the same day.
Bring it back to our shows.
That's a good point.
How long are you
going to
spend
to Australia?
Well, I was just remembering this one boy at primary school, which is elementary school, who went to Disneyland for his birthday, which was such a cool, like, dream fantasy thing for kids in New Zealand. But they flew on his birthday, One Direction. I can't remember which way, but they lost his birthday. So that was like the
that's like yeah. If you when you fly lining. Back, like yeah. we leave June 2nd and land June 4th. June 3rd just exists yeah. as like an 11-hour flight.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess they flew over there the day before his birthday, and it just
that was the kid existed. That didn't age that year, right?
It was Benjamin Button.
He de-aged that year. If you stopped aging, how many years before you realize it? Because honestly, you look just as glamorous as you did when I'm the first day I
you are grace personified.
You really are.
You glow with the glow of what can only be described as a 14-year-old little girl. I mean, my God, Rose, you are incredible.
Ew. Ew, man, I'm grossed out.
Why?
Yeah, you've left me
you
speechless.
Described her as a 14-year-old girl.
No, I said
girl.
24-year-old.
Didn't he say 14?
If you go back in New Zealand right now on
you
a time
14.
Warp.
Sorry.
Play it back.
24-year-old. See?
All right.
I can't argue with that. Did I ask, did I cut you off? Or
oh, you just said something about my parents and they're good. And they're, I go back in a couple of weeks.
Right.
For 2 weeks.
And then you go back to Vancouver to shoot season 2 of iZombie.
I
which
do.
Was picked up for another season.
Hey,
woo!
That's great.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm really excited. I love the people I work with so much. And we're going to be, we don't know how many episodes yet.
How many was season 1?
It was 13.
And this one is, might be more?
Yeah, it may be more. Fingers
Holy
crossed.
Holy shit.
So, yeah.
That's so much.
I could be up
yeah,
there
how much
time.
Money do you get per episode?
Cash-wise.
Can we rewind?
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
Oh, so, how much money do you get per episode?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just keep on rewinding to that one part. Money per episode. Money per episode. Points on the back end?
Points on the front. Ah, it's... You're also like in almost every scene. So like when they shoot 20 episodes or something, that's like that's a lot of shooting for you.
It is.
You have to memorize and wake up.
But luckily, because I have all that spare time, I just decided this morning on a whim that I'm going to run a marathon.
Oh,
did you know that?
No,
you inspired me, Amir, because we used to run together when we lived together, and I said, "Oh, I've done a half marathon," and you were all coy about it, and we're like, "Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I run too." Turns out you had done marathons.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, he's so like...
Yeah, I was like sort of cool and messy.
Sort of messy cool.
Yeah. How would you describe my hair?
Unfinished.
Okay. Dick.
Shaggy. Shapeless.
Shaggy on the front, business in the back. All right. Can we answer one more question? Mm-hmm. Well, a few more, but at least one. We need another guy's name if you have it.
Blaine De Beers.
Holy shit. You're fast.
Good names on this show.
Thank you.
Blaine De Beers writes, "Hey guys, through a series of fortunate events and some mutual horniness, I started sleeping with a friend recently."
Mutual horniness, of course.
"I started sleeping with a friend recently. Neither of us feel really anything for each other and can still hang out like we used to without being weird. It's a true friends with benefits situation. This is probably working because I'm leaving town in the next few weeks for an extended job in a remote town in northern Canada as a pro athlete, and she moves from the town to town a lot, so she likely won't be here when I get back. Because of this, there's no pressure or expectation for it to turn into a real relationship, which is great because she's kind of just one of the guys. Despite being a total dime, she prefers the company of dudes and can outpace most of us at drinking and sports and vulgarity. Unfortunately, this masculine mentality also extends to her grooming habits. She's fine with not showering or changing clothes for days at a time if it is inconvenient, and often it is, as she lives between couches and the mattress in her van. All of this I don't mind. In fact, I find the lack of fucks given kind of refreshing. The one thing I do have a problem with is the smell of her asshole. Most of the time, it's fine, but if I'm eating her out or we're doing it doggy style, her favorite position, it just reeks. How should I broach this? Do I tell her to clean her asshole before we fuck? Stop sleeping with her altogether, or just tough it out for the next few weeks? Not many girls up north, so I'm trying to get it in as much as I can right now. Toda. Love, what was his name?
Blaine De Beers.
Blaine De Beers. So Blaine is hooking up with a lady that he finds cool and casual and one of the guys, but one of the things that he doesn't like is that her butthole smells like poo-poo. Does he have to just like take the good fine. With the bad?
Most of the time it's fine, unless I'm near it. Yeah. Like, it'd be a real problem if it wasn't fine, just like when she was in her room. Her butthole smells so bad I can smell it through her
jeans. Under what circumstances is this a dream friends with benefits scenario?
I guess the fact that he still gets to have sex if he
no strings attached. She's really hot. And she just has a smelly butt. Maybe all buttholes just smell a little bit.
Yeah, you can have bad hygiene and still... I guess the not showering is the thing that really smells. Right. Because if you don't shower, then there's never soap in the crevasse. Stare at Rose.
Thanks for catching my eye for that special moment.
Your brown eye.
Oh, Christ.
Can you bend over and let me sniff your butthole?
How dare you?
I just want to know if they also... Let's have a blind smell test.
The last two questions, okay, you've called Rose a 14-year-old girl and then asked to smell her ass. So I'm gonna host the podcast now. Give me the Zoom. I'll figure it out.
Can we please rewind?
How much money do you make on your show?
We round too much. All buttholes might smell, true, but this girl's butthole smells even worse than most. I think it's too, if they're actually going away and not seeing each other, it's too late. This is not a long-term thing. Get it while you can.
Right.
In most relationships, whether
I
it's
I agree
about,
with Amir, and Rose is just like shaking. You are Rose is repulsed.
And this is
I love
fundamental
this.
For her sake. If she's a real friend, you keep calling her a friend and stuff, then tell her that she just, like, in a polite way, say, you know, it's really, like, I love this casual thing, but just... How do you feel about showering? How do you feel? Like, do you think it's important? You know, just drop some really big hints because this is going to ruin her life.
How do you feel about showering? Question mark. How do you think about your butthole?
I think, one, I sort of agree with that. But also, like, it's so weird to suggest somebody else shower. If they're not in a serious relationship, it's just friends mm-hmm. with benefits.
If you breathe through your mouth, and we've been through this before, can you not smell? Can't you just breathe through
That's
your mouth?
That's almost worse, though, because you smell something, and you're like, I'll breathe through my mouth, and you feel like you're inhaling
it. Yeah.
It does. I just think that, like, well, I mean, buttholes are great, so I really have a hard time imagining that's that bad that he, like, would have to say something.
Even a stinky one?
Yeah, dude.
You like a stinky butthole?
I don't like it. I just like...
I said even a stinky one, and you said, oh, yeah.
Not especially it, but yeah. There's nothing that could really deter me from it, I guess.
Even
That's
the poop?
Horrifying.
If there was poop on it, then I would probably not do it. That's kind of different, though. If it, like, smells... Then
if it smells, it's because there was poop on it. She's wiped but not showered since she last took a dump.
Why did I agree to do this with you? This is the worst. This
not
is the
necessarily,
worst.
It's not necessarily
my life.
What do you mean it's not necessarily?
Well, ass cracks sweat and they everything. There's just like bodies smell sometimes.
So it could be a BO issue of dried sweat on the crevasse.
It could be a million things. But that's part about what's hot. That's like what's intimate, you know, like your smells.
There's nothing hot
and your
about
secretions.
That.
There's nothing hot about disgusting smells.
I agree. Like, I don't like when people drown themselves in colognes and perfumes.
Yeah.
I think, like, as long as you are hygienic and clean, a human smell is so nice.
Where do you land on man musk?
Less is more. Don't, like, yeah, you don't want to smell you from, like, 6 feet away.
Yeah.
It's if you're, you know, if you were shaking somebody's hand and you can smell, that's still quite strong.
Right.
Really needs to be, like, a hug, hello, you can kind of encounter it.
Yeah. Do you have any friends that have certain smells, whether good or bad? You're like, oh, you smell like a thing. I have, like, certain people that, like, when I smell them, I'm like, oh, it's instantly.
Do I have a smell?
I don't know if you have a smell.
Thanks,
bro. But I have friends who smell in a very specific way. It's indescribable, but like I can smell them and just know that they're
I
there.
I feel like that about people's houses, and it's it's not that they have to light candles or whatever, but it just a space smells different, which is probably why it's so weird catching up with you guys in all these different places.
Right.
And none of them smell like your home. Like, this doesn't smell like your home.
Mickle Terrain smelled like our home, right?
Yeah, it did.
It was like dusty wood.
Guys, I'm getting all nostalgic and misting up.
We had such a good time there. Remember that night we ordered pizza and watched the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you order hamburgers and watch Game of Thrones.
By myself, and it's not very fun.
On the shag rug.
Christ.
Here's a greater issue that I realized when I read this question. Things that you don't like about significant others usually stem from things that you do. So you kind of have to take the good with the bad. So he likes that this girl doesn't give a fuck about her hygiene and that she's sort of cool and casual, one of the guys. And 99 times out of 100, that lends to pretty cool things that he likes about her. And then that last time, that last thing is like, oh, also, because of all that other stuff, she also doesn't wash her butthole. And it's like, okay, I have to take that if I like everything else about somebody. So if you, there's something that bothers you about your lady friend or boyfriend, just think about what that that is tied to in terms of things that you do like.
Don't said fucking as
interrupt
your greatest
me.
Weakness you, is also you, your greatest strength.
Oh, that was actually pretty good. Your greatest weakness is your greatest. I'm sorry for snapping.
Her greatest weakness, her butthole is her greatest strength.
It just, things that you don't like about someone often stem from stuff
you've
that
already
you do.
Said it. We have to interrupt you because you're saying it over and over and over again.
Do you agree or disagree? What are your thoughts on it?
How much do you earn per episode?
How much do I own?
Earn.
Own?
It was a throwback to when you kept asking me how much I earn.
Oh, yeah.
My stupid New Zealand accent got in the way.
This is the simple solution to how he fixes the problem. He showers a lot. The end. If every time she sees this guy for the next few weeks, he's freshly showered, eventually she'll want to match his behavior.
What about showering together?
That's what I was going to say. He says, that's my thing. Like, yeah, come on. And then he
gets in like, oh, let me put this loofah up your ass.
Yeah, get off to clean colons.
Now, let's all go get enemas, baby.
That's the most romantic thing anyone's ever said.
Just candlelit dinner while these two tubes of like colons being cleansed. Slow motion flecks of corn.
Oh, fuck you. Actually, it was so gross before you said corn.
There is corn chowder in the fridge.
No.
Do you like some?
Did Rivka make it?
No.
I'll have some.
Oh, yes. Snap, 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 snap.
Just kidding. She makes the best chicken schnitzel I know.
There is chicken schnitzel.
There's chicken schnitzel too.
Oh, thanks, Rivka.
That's a smell that can bring you back.
Yeah, that's the smell of Mikkel Trainer.
Yeah.
Chicken schnitzel.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash
way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. No, it's that's a non-movement good. That's movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness nah.com Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back. How are you doing, Rose?
Oh, I'm really happy to see you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who did you miss more?
Both the same.
I know, but if you had to choose one.
You had to choose.
At the very least, flip a coin in your brain and say the name. I know. And she ended up making a decision. And I'd love to hear what yours is.
Okay, I missed Amir Moore.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That really...
Don't answer right away.
That kind of hurt to hear. Because I really like Jake.
Only because you really inspired my exercise regime.
Oh, so at the very least, I was good for you in a way.
Yeah. Well,
whereas did Jake I do anything was neutral good? Or poor.
Jake,
you inspire people to eat worse.
Yeah.
We never
Rose and I never ate badly. We would drink whiskey.
Yeah, that's poison. Nice. That's poison.
I haven't touched a drop of whiskey. Mother's ruin since I saw you.
Do you not really?
No, I just have been drinking wine.
Oh, good.
You've grown up before our very eyes. But seriously, God, since the day I met you, ravishing, absolutely glowing.
You still miss him?
Ill.
You still miss him more?
I take everything back.
How much money do you own?
That's changed.
Watch this, guys. Look, it's like I'm playing the flute.
You're not missing anything.
Oh. Fuck. Sorry. 1 second.
You know what's weird? Everybody listening won't be able to see what you're doing. So it's just going to be you making a weird noise.
Just assume I'm playing the mic stand as a piccolo. We already mentioned our Australia tour. We've never been down under.
What can we expect?
How many crazy things are going to happen
Kangaroos,
to us?
Oh koalas. My
God. Do you go to us? Like, what's the relationship between New Zealand and Australia? Is it like USA and Canada? Is it like Canada and Mexico? Is it like Kuwait and Iraq? Mm. Is it like Iran and Turkmenistan?
Let her answer the question.
I am.
You posed
and
it.
And I'm going to.
You don't need to give her an exorbitant number of examples.
Sudan?
Is this thing on?
Connecticut and Rhode Island?
It's like US and Canada.
And which one's which?
We're Canada. New Zealand is Canada.
So that's why you like shooting in Canada. It makes you feel like you're at home.
Yeah. No, there is something a little bit sibling-like about it, which I think it's the same about the States and Canada. When we're at home, the only real rivalry is sports. Like, it's always like, oh, the Australian rugby team, blah, blah, blah. But whenever we're away, like, I gravitate towards all of the Aussies in LA. It's just like such a similar culture and sensibility and... They're just a bit drier than us. Like our like native bush is like very dark green and rich, and theirs is a little more deserty. That's honestly, I reckon, the only difference.
So you're kind of like the Pacific Northwest, very lush and wet.
Yeah.
So wet. Jesus.
I definitely take back that I missed you more. I definitely missed you the most, Jake.
And Australia is more of an outback, a dry, dry, crackling feet. Sorry.
Saltine cracker.
Did you go to a lot growing up, both? You went from New Zealand to
Sydney
Australia.
And Melbourne.
How do you go from, you are a complete sociopathic pervert to, but I'm interested, when you were a child, did you visit both?
Is it a hop, skip, and a jump, or is it kind of an adventure to get to Australia?
It's a 3-hour flight. So you guys definitely made the effort to get to New Zealand while you were back, right?
Yeah.
Cool. where are you going?
Auckland.
What flight did you book?
Christchurch.
Christchurch Air.
It's honestly an insult to me, a personal insult that you didn't bother.
We, you know what the problem is? We have work to do after we get back, so we had to...
What are you doing? No, tell me.
I have a dentist on the 19th. No, we're shooting our pilot. Did you hear we're shooting a pilot?
Are you actually?
Yeah. Not with TBS, but with True TV. They picked up our script and we're
Congratulations.
Shooting.
Congratulations. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Thanks. And did you... Remember you had written that role for me in the original pilot?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
are you doing now?
We have...
Well, are you in... You're in first position, I imagine, with iZombie.
Oh, yeah, but right. When is the shooting? In June? You said because you had to be back for it, so it must be shooting in June. And
shooting
I only go
late
back
July.
I'll be going back in August, so that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Well, it's a conflict of interest.
No, it's not.
No, because we don't like you to have you be in our show.
It's a conflict of our interest and your interest. You're interested in doing it,
right? Is there still the character Haley?
There is. I wouldn't give that much away, so tread lightly.
Okay.
But there is a lady named Haley in it. And would you still be available? How does it work? Can you be on a network show and also a cable show?
What happened to all of the cool ideas that I threw into the mix for Haley?
You helped us develop that character. But you wait.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to get my
own. You're not allowed to be in it, are you?
I do what I want.
I love that attitude. She has to be a zombie in it, but she can be in it.
Well, genuinely, I'll offer you the part right now. I'm not in charge, but...
you are an executive producer on the podcast.
Oh, wait, I am an executive... That's so fucking crazy. I'm an EP, actually.
In all seriousness, that's really, really exciting.
Yeah, we're excited to finally be able to shoot it.
Hang on, when are you shooting?
We don't know the exact schedule, but they want to... do it this summer after we get back from Australia.
In LA?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
That's great. That's a great perk that you don't have to go shoot in New Mexico or like relocate yourself or something.
Oh, yeah. I guess because it's an office setting and those are more plentiful out here.
Mm.
I would love to relocate for a month.
But then what if it gets picked up and then you relocate permanently?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, like do you spend more time in Canada?
I spend all my time
now?
In Vancouver. It's just lucky that Vancouver is somewhere I really like.
Right. What if it was in a baddie?
What's that?
A baddie.
Oh my God.
Amir's trying to...
He's trying too hard is what he's trying.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
It's impossible.
I'm still reeling from all your perverse comments.
A dry, dry heat. So you spent... Are you a Canadian citizen now more than a U.S. one?
No.
What if you spent
You're
more,
a citizen
more
of the world, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of cosmopolitan.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Sorry. My question was, you're a citizen of the world, aren't you? And you said, can I see your asshole?
Yeah, you were leading. That was a boring question. Well, how is she going to answer that? Yeah, I guess I am or no.
I don't know.
I'm
let's
not.
Let her answer it.
I'm not interested anymore.
In anything.
No, I like not having... I feel like I've lived away from New Zealand for a long time, but I definitely still feel very strongly a New Zealand citizen. That's not changing, so nice try.
Are you an American citizen?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Haven't been invited to be one.
What? How can you not be?
You have to be here a while.
How long have you been here?
But it would be great to have dual citizenship. That would be wonderful. But I don't ever want to relinquish my New Zealand passport.
You mean dual citizenship between Jewel and whatever country you're from?
Yeah, Jewel the singer?
Yeah.
She's from Alaska.
Okay. Sorry about that. I was just joking.
I know.
God, I used to love
Jewel.
It was
a good joke.
Yeah.
I love her songs.
Yeah.
My hands
are that's the national anthem.
Know, they're not yours, they are my own.
The band is back together.
Holy shit. These foolish games are tearing me apart.
And the band is broken up.
Oh, fair.
Bitch better have my money.
We are a cover band without a cause or a direction. All right. We're running a little late, but I want to get to one more question if you'll have it.
Fire.
That means no and... What language do
they
speak
there? That's
the way
she's wishing you die.
You read my mind.
Here's a question that's dumb. Ready?
Is that how it introduces itself?
No. I'm going to ask you a question. Is the language that they speak in New Zealand still called English?
It's a bilingual country, and it's New Zealand and Māori. So it's English and Māori.
But is it called New Zealand English or just English?
It's English.
So they say...
Do you speak Māori?
I learned at university... But I'm not very good. But I can understand. I didn't realize how much Māori is part of like our common discourse until going to other places where like place names at home, place names are all like largely in Māori and like
kind of like Hawaiian style, where like there's a lot of cities named
it's really
after.
Cool. And we all learned at primary school, at elementary school, the equivalent of, and you like learn lots of songs. It's a really musical language. So, and it's called Te Reo, which is the tongue. It means, because it's a spoken language traditionally, it's always been oral. And so like, yeah, we learned like lots of Māori music as kids. I guess, yeah, you don't get to do that in every country. So that's nice.
Something came up while you were talking. I was thinking about a monkey.
You got distracted
and were
thinking about something completely different.
Yeah.
God, you're so sweet.
Almost.
I zoned out totally.
Oh, we've been called out for this. So I was wondering how you pronounce the city. Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
You said Melbourne.
Yes.
Rookie.
I avoided saying it for a long time.
Melbourne. And then some people
Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Like really cool Americans even drop their accent to say it, so they don't even say Melbourne. They go like, Melbourne?
Yeah. Some people have told us to do that. And then we started doing that, and everyone's like, don't say it like that. Say it Melbourne.
It's like I never pronounce anything else particularly accurately in other languages, except one time I tried saying Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother still teases me about it. He's like, just like, if you were consistent about it, great. But just the fact that you're trying to sound so...
only do Barcelona.
Yeah. So well-traveled.
I'm going to get a quesadilla, yeah, a taco. Oh, and it's really nice to be here in Barcelona.
That's exactly what it's like.
All right, sir. So once again, this is you at a Taco Bell in L.A.
Right.
And it's exciting to be here in Barcelona. Okay. So just the taco and the quesadilla.
I also want a Diet Coke.
And oh
my. It is pleasant to be in this lovely city of Barcelona.
That's great. You are not in Barcelona. And even if you were, you don't have to say and oh.
Of course.
It's exciting to be here. Did you know that, we can talk about this. I wanted to talk about this on the show. Jake did something recently that made me hit him a lot.
Hit him?
Yeah, like I snapped.
Really?
Yeah, can you not imagine that?
I still have, oh wait. Oh, my bruise just went away. I had a bruise on my arm.
He did. Can you guess what? You're not going to be able to. But there's something that he did that made me so mad that I hit him over
and
over.
Was it domestic or out in the public?
It was out in public. That's a great question, because it actually happened twice. Once domestically and then the other one out and about. And I lost it.
Did he say something bigoted?
No, it was not anything that he said. It was something that he did to me that felt that sent this shockwave throughout my entire system, and I felt like I had to hit him a lot.
Did he tickle you?
It was close to tickling me. That's a good guess.
It was sort
of
like a big brother thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you noogie?
Close, getting really closer.
He put his fingers in your nose?
No, you're
away getting, from the face.
You're getting closer.
Pinched his bum.
Oh, even you're inches away at this point.
I might pass.
I washed his asshole.
He pantsed me. Do they have that in New Zealand?
Yeah, but it's called down trowel.
Yeah, he down trowel me.
The other thing he could have been was a wedgie.
Wait.
That's not true.
I want to know the context where you down trowel him at home.
We were at a friend's house and I was wearing gym shorts. So like, you know, loose drawstring shorts. And he yanked it down to my ankles in one fell swoop. And I was just... hairy legged in my friend's living room with my underwear.
And no one really saw, though. Person saw.
Yeah. So you did that like sort of a little Dennis the Menace dickling, and we laughed. Ha ha ha. Look at him here.
So that was the first instance.
That was the first instance. Then an hour later, we're walking around LA in West Hollywood, walking to get frozen yogurt. and Jake, then while I was walking away from him, pulled down my pants again all the way down to my ankle. So I was just in the street in my underwear.
The thing I would take you to task about, Jake, is that it was just too close to the first time.
Yeah. Well, he was just going
to... For humor.
I think one of the things that triggered to me was like, I have to do something or else he's just going to keep doing it. Like, he's
like
going to think
jail,
this is
you
okay.
You have to set an example.
And I didn't know... I couldn't pants him back. So like... Imagine if someone yanked off your pants in the street and laughed. Like, what are you supposed to do? I was at a loss.
That person is not a friend.
Yeah. I was at a loss.
I'm proud of you. You stood up for yourself.
It was a lesson. And it was so weird because, like, I kept hitting him, but I didn't, like, want to, like, punch him in the face.
So I was just like continually hitting his shoulder.
I love that it even occurred to you to punch him in the face.
This kicking is... your thighs.
Where if you punched me in the face, I think we would be in a very different situation.
You'd be sitting in separate seats on the flight to Australia.
Yeah.
You'd still be going.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to go, but we would
have to go to like couples therapy, I think.
If I punch you in the face?
For that, yeah.
It's kind of weird because you, like, I think the punishment of punching you in the face for pantsing me is not as different as pantsing me from doing nothing at all. Like, you went from zero to pantsing me, which is a huge step, and then I went from pantsing you to hitting you in the face.
Which is 25%.
Well, that's sort of like an immediate reaction. You could also have just, like, pulled up your pants and, like, contemplated some other form of embarrassment for later.
Right, yeah.
Been really calculated and manipulated and set up like one of those strings with like a bucket of flour above Jake's room.
An old-fashioned prank festival.
Yeah.
But I didn't even think. It was like, I've never like...
The first thing you did was kick me. And that was like, I think that was a real gut... That was the gut reaction.
I kicked you as hard as I could.
This is amazing.
This is out in the street too.
Yeah.
So people saw these two...
Did you laugh at all while it was happening? Did you have any of that like, ha ha ha, while you hit him?
We were both smiling, but I don't think I definitely didn't sense that he was joking.
It was a nervous smile. I was like, oh shit, what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. All right, next question. We need a female's name.
Peyton Charles.
Peyton Charles writes... Hey, Jake and Shmuel. My name is...
And Rose.
Peyton...
How thoughtless.
My name is Peyton Charles, and I've been having an insecurity problem ever since I can remember, thinking I'm too big. I'm not overweight, but I've always had a little more chub on my tummy and bigger arms and thighs. It doesn't help that I'm 4'11" either. So my question is, thick girls or skinny girls? When does thick cross the line of just being fat? When does skinny cross the line of just being too bony? I'd love to hear your opinions and preferences on the subject. Love, Peyton Charles. She's focusing on the wrong thing. She's a midget. 4'11".
God damn it, dude.
4'11", you miniature.
That's why you chose that question.
You miniature little mini woman. Be 100 pounds, be 400. You're still a small.
The best things come in small packages.
And so do I.
So you're telling her skinny is better?
No. The height is fine. How dare you? I want that off the record.
No. I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree.
Exactly. I think now more than ever, curvaceous is kind of surpassing skinniness.
Yeah. I mean, I had this conversation with somebody recently where we were driving along and looking at just the variety. I feel like... In New Zealand, there's a lot of just healthy. It's not really like, and this is a huge generalization, but just like if you looked across like a high school, I think there seems to be, there's sort of a very middling size, which seems kind of healthy.
Right.
I feel like I have definitely been shocked at how much people seem to go one of either end of the spectrum in the States. And I just think it's interesting because I absolutely, curvy should be celebrated. Like, any kind of healthy body type should be celebrated.
Right.
If she is like fit and is eating relatively well, that's what matters. Like, that's her heart health and that's going to make her confident and sexy. But like, if she is clinically overweight and it's like going to be compromising and blocking her arteries, that's not sexy. That's all.
So it's more about health and fitness than specific shape.
Yeah. Or like well-being.
What's that?
Feeling good.
Well, she doesn't. She said she doesn't feel good, or at the very least, she feels insecure.
Right. Well, I mean, that's different than actually like feeling healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't feel healthy right now.
No. And I would, but I also, do you feel too thin, Jake? Look overweight.
Do you feel too thin?
No, I feel too fat.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not like I feel. I guess I feel like I feel lethargic. I wake up and I'm like tired, and I would rather be like waking up feeling like I could do stuff.
So it seems like the shape of your body is a genetic thing that you can't control, but what you can control is how healthy you are, whether you're eating right and exercising.
Yeah, and if you like glow and you're, you know, feeling like you're achieving things in your life, I think that, I mean, it's not even some weird sparrow like airy fairy thing. I think people who carry themselves with their shoulders back and like smiling, it's just more attractive.
Right.
It's,
which brings me back to fucking.
Perfect
healthy
segue.
Sounds the hottest, right? Like a little bit thick,
like some cushion, like curves on you, and you're smiling. Oh yeah, Blumenfeld, whip it out, dude. Oh, micro penis. Here we go.
It's so small.
It looks like a third nipple.
Yeah, my cum shoots in such a thin stream. It's like there's a pinhole in a water balloon. It is a thin ice pick of a thin stream. It hurts.
His cum is so thin. I've seen it used to cut glass.
Yeah, it is a laser. I have a laser urethra.
Does that answer your question?
Not even a toothpick.
Patient Charles?
Not even a toothpick fish could swim upstream of it.
Thicker is better. Bigger is hotter.
Well, that's all subjective.
All right. I'm saying my personal opinion. What do you think? That's like, what I think.
Your personal preference is a bit of a thickener to it.
Yes.
When is too, like, do you think it bleeds into unhealthy quite, like, where do you draw a line?
Do you like your girl's
hotness?
Yeah, like,
I don't think you can get too big.
That's not true. What if you're grossly overweight? Do you like your girl's BBW?
Yes.
So that everyone else in the room is so uncomfortable? That's what Drake says in one of his songs.
What does it mean?
Also, there's another one where he says, he's describing his girl, and he's... says her ass is so big that it's almost embarrassing.
It's almost, but not quite.
I think that's my perfect woman. Bordering on uncomfortable.
Bordering on embarrassing.
Everyone is like, whoa, she's kind of big, but it's also like, wow, I would like to see her ass.
So does the health factor in any way? 700-pound woman still just getting hotter and hotter as she gains weight to you?
I think if she couldn't get on top and like really give it to me, then I wouldn't think it was hot. But like, so like a 700-pound woman, she probably is covered in bed sores, and we couldn't lay together, really.
So it's only the bed sores that distract.
I guess I'd fuck a bed sore.
Oh god,
are they open?
Oh no, that is worse than everything I've said, right?
It is, isn't it?
You're both disgusting. body confidence, but just being healthy.
What about for guys? Do you have a preference one way or another? Long and lean, teddy bear, bigger, hairier, cutter, fitter, thicker, beefier? How do you like your soup?
Actual soup?
Do you like a stew or do you like more of a broth?
You give everyone so many options. Pose the question, then stop talking. That's how conversations work.
I will. You're absolutely right.
What's your favorite color? Blue, red, green? Is it sort of a mix? Do you have multiple favorite colors? Have you ever seen a rainbow? I saw one once.
That's exactly
a steamroller.
And yeah, steamroller Blumenfeld.
I get that a lot.
I think healthy. Again, it's like just in shape and somebody who enjoys exercise. This is a thing that I was thinking about recently. How awful must it be to just not get any pleasure out of exercise? I think that's
people
a saving
grace.
People
are like, I got to go to the gym, use the elliptical for 20 minutes. Yeah. It's the worst part of my day.
Yeah.
I think everyone that feels like that should find a sport or a hobby or like, because there's so many different ways to be.
I agree. Like
shape.
Climbing or, I don't know, hiking or just doing something like climbing a staircase at a mall.
That, I have Even so much fun. Climbing really changed the way climbing really changed the way I thought about exercise, because I liked climbing so much that then I became passionate about actually going to the gym and working out muscles that I could, so I could be a better climber.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But it's true. I don't like going to the gym and just lifting weights. It seems like that's like the stripped down version of a sport. I'd rather like do stuff like climbing.
If you like sport enough, then you find joy in training for it, I imagine. Like, if you love basketball, you can't play basketball several hours a week. You have to, like, sometimes do conditioning so you can be a better basketball player. Then you get even more joy out of playing basketball because you're...
Or it's like if you dance, you want to stretch, you want to become more flexible. It's like, in what other world is, like... putting your leg up on a chair and stretching your hamstring have any appeal?
Right.
Except that it will make your movements more fluid and you more kind of limber to watch.
So specifically for this girl, thick girls or skinny girls, Jake says thick.
Yeah.
I'll say I don't quite have a preference. Like blonde and brunette, I can find both attractive.
Yeah, that's true too.
Rose, do you have a preference? Long,
middling, really pedestrian.
Yeah, just average. Yeah. The more
mousy.
Average.
Perfect. That's a perfect Comic-Con answer.
What's that supposed to mean?
I love average nerds.
Yeah.
People with a little bit of a beer gut.
That kind of gets me
sexy.
Off. I love gamers. And
I'm a nerd too.
Can you guys write my script for me for Comic-Con?
Oh, for when you go there? Mm-hmm. You go to Comic-Con, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that'd be so awesome. I've never been.
You guys should definitely go. Surely you'd have a great audience here.
We have been to Comic-Con.
Oh. Yeah, but it wasn't the same.
What?
What?
I know. I don't know. I just feel like such shit sometimes.
You are shit all the time.
I know.
You know what was fun was seeing you guys at South by Southwest.
Oh my God.
That was fun.
And that was really nice.
Austin, Texas. We should all move there.
Absolutely not.
That's fair.
Just not in summer. I love it, but it's too hot. Ugh.
Yeah,
I love Austin. I miss Austin right now.
You're talking about Austin Rivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
always.
Good. Rose, is there anything you want to plug before we have to go?
No, I'm good.
What Just about the thanks. Television show you're on?
Oh, yeah, please watch my television show.
I mean, at this point, you got picked up for a second season. Who gives a shit if people watch it?
Oh.
Sorry about that. Your Twitter account?
At I'm Rose McIver.
Nice. Anything else?
Thanks for having me in your gorgeous home, guys.
You only made fun of it a little bit. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, that email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was written by the Super Mercato Brothers. And this closing theme song is written by Joe Kim from Sweden. No word yet on if it's Joe Kim Noah. Are you okay? What's going on right here?
I'm doing a bit where if I didn't have any arms.
It's the best bit you've done all day.
Thanks, Rose, for coming on our show. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. Bye.
There are two Judy dudes who have a podcast show where they try to solve your problems. Oh, they advise you, but mostly mock you. So if you're having doubts about what you should do, try them. Sass, show my friends some sass. Mommy, I love you. It's the podcast. If I were you, I'd be drinking a Mountain Dew. Shame bastard and a nerd rapster will tell you what to do. Owie.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.